Hello there, beautiful creators. This is Kadisha King, here again to reiterate the value of practicing and to remind you of the basic understanding that practicing yoga is like practicing anything else in life. There is no instant magic here, and one may obtain samadhi unexpectedly in the blink of an eye if they have been creating the right conditions within themselves to achieve this, but even that takes years of effort to create as a surprise. In order to gain mastery of and with the tools that you are employing on your eightfold path, it is recommended that you keep up consistent efforts and devote yourself to growing and improving each day. And you are best served with doing so as often as possible for as long as possible. Ideally, for your entire life, since there is always room for growth and always a greater capacity within you for greater understanding and knowledge as your life experience unfolds. The more and more effectively that you practice, the better you get at your practice and the faster you will obtain your goal. No matter where you think you may have gotten to, or whether or not you feel that you have gotten to your end goal already, having reached some state of absolute perfection, I can guarantee you that as long as life flows through your body and experience is generated in every moment that you are alive and consciously partaking in life, there is no end to your growth and mental expansion. While your body can only get so fat, or tall, or muscular, or old, and your world may have limitations in a number of different ways, outside of a physical brain injury that may prevent you from functioning at all, there is no end to your ability to learn and gain deeper and greater knowledge and understanding in the world. In the same way that you can always learn a new skill and improve your functioning in one way or another, you can always strengthen different states of consciousness and awareness within yourself, and with time, improve your ability to apply your awareness to different contexts for full use and value. And this is really the key. Applying what you learn to life and using life as a way to practice and get better. Think of it this way. Life provides you with the opportunity to learn, the materials to learn from, and a wide range of contexts in which you can apply your learning and get better as a result of your application of your learning. Each day, you are presented with numerous opportunities to apply your knowledge to the context of your existence or gain a new understanding that you can build upon as your foundation for moving forward with your goals. This is true for learning everything from music to art to writing to sports to yoga and even to cooking. Let me give you an example. This week, I was fortunate enough to have someone vandalize my car while it was sitting in the parking lot of what is supposed to be my new gated community. This enabled me to work through a few days of practice in further detachment, self-regulation, and also helped me to reassess some feelings and emotions and new goals that came up as a result of experiencing this violation. My experience is not unique. It unfolded this way because each new experience that we encounter on our journey through life is an opportunity to learn more and to grow in new ways if we prepare ourselves to do so. I will not state that I am elated that this occurred, since mostly I feel other things that are not that. But I am never really surprised at the world's incredible ability to provide materials for overcoming one thing or another. Having lived this long on planet Earth and traveled widely enough to see and study humans in a wide range of different contexts. I am, however, grateful to and for my ability to manage the stress of the with a bit of humor. Thank goodness for a little humor, of course, always very grateful. And I am once again grateful to music and breathing and for greater seeing for providing me with the tools that I need to effectively cope with navigating through this with my mind intact. Once again, through a society that I find absolutely insane. If this is not a good example and reminder of why practice is important, since this could have gone in many other ways had I not practiced and had some basic knowledge, well, I don't know what is. Remember to keep practicing each day with what you have to work with, and you'll get better and achieve your goals. No matter what you ultimately end up doing with your newfound abilities, practice even just for the sake of your peace of mind. No other reason is necessary since this is the ultimate goal. Be sure, please, to keep that in mind at all times. Your ultimate goal is to protect and generate greater peace of mind. And overall, being that comes with that peace of mind. Peace of mind and peace of being. I hope that this week will provide you with lots of opportunities in a positive way of practicing, of course, something ideally that's life enhancing as opposed to something that might pose some problems in your life in any way. And I look forward to seeing you next week in our upcoming reflection, so be sure to take care for now and create a wonderful week ahead.